Hello and welcome to the Thumb Culture EGX Digital 2020 panel on crossplay and what we think of it. Basically, let me tell you a little bit about us. We are a game website. We primarily focus on reviews and we do dabble in news and opinion pieces, but reviews is where we generally sit. We also have all of the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We also have a Twitch channel and we are on your screens now as a great achievement, really, and a great sort of honour to be asked by the EGX team to host this panel on crossplay. So who you're seeing on top of in your screens at the moment is roughly around a third of the team that we have at Thumb Culture. Myself, Stuart, or Bar Marvel, you can see all of our Twitter handles if you want to find us on Twitter, apart from Jason down in the bottom right of your screens, who doesn't use Twitter. He uses our Thumb Culture Twitter. So let me introduce everybody that is with me this evening. To my right or left or whichever way, depending on how it's come out on the recording, is another Stu, or Darth Vader 666 UK on Twitter. Stu, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing very good, Stu. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for
I
this.
I am too.
So down in the bottom left on your screens, we have Jay, or MM Designs UK, the man mountain himself. Jay, how you doing?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Yeah, I'm not so bad. Thank you very much.
Good, good, good. And then bottom right is my second in command on Thumb Culture. He is the one main person that I go to when I need to rant about one of the other two corners of the screen. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. Keep it quiet. Shh.
Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't really have said that. But what we're on your screens to talk about today is crossplay. We all have different varied consoles and different gaming histories. But one thing that does combine us is our love of games. And we all have different thoughts and everything about crossplay. And we want to talk to you about it. And we want to see if we can sort of instigate some kind of conversation out there in the Twitter sphere, on Twitch, wherever this is going out. And I mean, I'll start first off. I think crossplay is a great thing. I am a convert to crossplay. If you would have asked me maybe 18 months ago, I would have been dead set against crossplay. I am a massive believer that crossplay, it either needs to be all or nothing. But I will, we'll get the rest of the panel's sort of opinions and thoughts on crossplay, and then we'll move forward. So Stu, crossplay, yay, nay?
Hell yes. Basically, I think it needs to happen. Maybe not so much FPS, because that's a grey zone of trying to balance it right. But almost every genre, like your sports genres, especially like racing, like your FIFAs, just stuff like that, it shouldn't even be a thought. It could just happen. Because there's no excuse. There's no excuse not to have that, you know? And of course, you go the other side as well of, it doesn't matter if you're on PC, PlayStation, Xbox. You just pick up, play your friends, and you don't have to worry about where you bought the game. You don't have to buy it on multiple platforms. You've got multiple friends scattered everywhere. That's always the case for a lot of people. Oh, I'm going to pick it up on here. Oh, I'm going to pick the game up here. Well, that's double the amount of money as well. I can't afford that. So, yeah, I'm definitely for crossplay. Definitely. I'm a big believer in it.
Excellent. Jason, initial thoughts on crossplay?
I think it's a good thing. As you know, I've only just joined the kind of PC, as you guys like to call it, master race. I've always been PS4, a little bit of Xbox in the previous years. Coming to PC, it's been an eye-opener for me to see actually what games I can play and can't play still with my old buddies back on the PlayStation. I enjoy all the time that I do, and obviously my friends base is growing slowly on the PC, but I've got so many friends on the PlayStation. But I think my bugbear is there's not enough games out there that are crossplay now. So, yeah, hopefully that's something that going forwards will become more of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Jay, your initial thoughts on crossplay, bud?
Yeah, so I am a multi-platform owner. I have Xbox, Switch, PlayStation, PC. I game on whatever I can get my hands on, really. So for me, yeah, crossplay, very important. Given the nature of all those sort of different gadgets, I know various different gamers. But also for me, it's about the cross progression Having one account on a game, something like Rocket League, that's introducing cross progression. So I can have a quick match on the Xbox. I can then boot it up on the Switch and continue playing, you know, if I have to pop out or whatever. There are pros and cons. Stu alluded to first person shooters. I tend to play things like Rainbow Six Siege on the PC because mouse and keyboard's a nicer way to play that game. If you go against people on a console, I don't know, they might struggle. They might not. I'm terrible at it. But there is a balance. But yeah, certainly some games, there's no excuse, surely. Surely in this day and age, there's no excuse.
Yeah, I think you're right there about the cross progression, though. That is a big key to the cross play. Like you say, you said about Rocket League in the Rocket ID that they're bringing in, or they brought in the Rocket ID. And then they're bringing in the career, the cross progression. It should be, if a game is cross play, and Jason's recently found this out with coming across to the PC Master Race and Call of Duty. He made progression on the PS4, got the PC, installed it on PC, and his progression, after a few little, teething problems of getting his accounts logged in and linked, but then he's got the cross progression.
It's all good, but there is like one little anomaly with it, with the COD points, where it only seems to be if I accrue them on one platform, they don't carry on to the other one, but yet all the rest of my career progression does. So it's a little bit.
I mean, though, once you've gone PCMR, why would you go back? Let's be honest.
It's true. I have to make sure I swap device before, like, I get my COD points.
This is true. Yeah. I think, like what you were saying there about like racing games and things like that, racing games to me, I'm a big racing fan. And I think that all racing games, there's no reason not to have crossplay on racing games. There's no advantage to running at a higher frame rate on a PC when you're on a racing game. I don't think there is. I'm sure there are F1 esports drivers that will say, you know, it's got to be 244 hertz or, you know, whatever the multiplier is, 266, or, you know, it's got to be that to be good. But personally, I mean, the easy way to solve that, limit it to 60 frames per second on online modes, which is a thing, is a possibility as well. Jay, you alluded to Call of Duty and shooters and things like that. I can tell you from experience, from going from console gaming, I thought I was pretty good on the controller. You know, I thought I was pretty good. I could get some kills. I could get some wins. You know, all this. Moving on to PC on shooters, my controller skills now are terrible. And I found that out even playing Call of Duty on the PC, going back to Rainbow Six Siege on the controller. I was awful. Like, I felt like it was the first time I'd held a controller playing one of these games.
And I always struggle with shooters on a controller because of that. I struggle so bad.
I play enough probably on all the gadgets that I'm fine at it. I think it depends on the game. Siege utilizes things like leaning. So, you know, it's an extra button press, things like that, which don't complement a pad very well. But I think what a lot of people, you know, you see people talk about this stuff on forums, on Reddit, you know, things like that. A lot of these people are average gamers, I'm sure. They're not pro gamers. They're not terrible gamers. They're probably fairly average gamers. I'm not sure at that skill level it makes a difference, you know. Someone who probably only buys Call of Duty and will only ever play it on the PlayStation 4 or soon the PlayStation 5, they will probably be terrible with a mouse and keyboard because they've played it for 10 years or whatever with a pad. So, you know, there is a balance there. I think if you've got, you know, the world's greatest console player versus the world's greatest PC player, they'd still give them a bit of a run for their money, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, that would be an interesting battle, wouldn't it? Having a PC gamer go up against a console gamer in a 1v1. You know, the old school, you know, you send a message, 1v1 me, bro. You know, I mean, maybe it's just
nobody
me.
Nobody does that on PC.
Nobody.
We turn all our chat off.
But, I mean, there are so many games out there that would benefit from cross-play. Stu, what's one game that you've played throughout everything that you think cross-play would benefit from? Now, don't worry if the game isn't out on console, because obviously your console knowledge of the game base is practically non-existent.
Yeah.
If there was a game that you've played on the PC that you think crossplay would benefit?
One, and I will say this because I know people who've got this on PS3, PS4, it's actually FIFA. FIFA is the one I have no friends to play with on PC because everybody has it on console. Because that's where most people actually play it. So it's just, that is like, it'd be cool if one of the guys on a PlayStation or something, and you could just cross play it. Like, that's where most of my mates play it, and I don't. And that's one thing over the years I've gone, I wish I could actually play somebody with FIFA, you know? I know FIFA's a weird one to choose, but it's just one of those games you play, which you know is on your own, you know.
Hey, we're all friends here. Yeah. There are no right or wrong answers.
Yeah.
You know, I would agree with you. I think FIFA is, and like you said, any sports title, FIFA, yeah. Madden, NBA, NHL,
Madden, Major League Baseball. I played for a few months, and I know two people had it, and they were playing with each other, and I'm like, I can't play with you. Oh, yeah. And I'm not buying a console just to play Madden.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
It's a little bit, yeah. I mean, Jay probably would.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing I'd do.
Yeah,
I don't like missing out.
Yeah. Go on then, Jay. How about yourself? One game that would really benefit from crossplay.
So it's kind of all the rage at the moment. Fall Guys. Currently out on PlayStation 4. It was free on PS Plus.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's on PC as well. I think they're planning on things on Switch and Xbox and stuff like that. So I'd imagine, you know, this time next year, for argument's sake, it will be on everything. I heard, I think today, there's a mobile version coming out. So, but it's all siloed off. So I play it on the PlayStation 4 because it was free. But I know a few people that have it on Steam, so I'm not able to play with them at the moment. But I think that game, you know, there's no skill in terms of frame rate or aiming or things like that. It's, you know, you play it with a pad on PC generally. It feels better with a pad.
It's terrible on keyboard and mouse on PC.
Yes, even I would even accept that. It's actually better on a pad. Keyboard and mouse. So yeah.
But that's the kind of game I can imagine, you know, on xCloud, on Switch, you know, just lounging about at the end of the day in bed or whatever, just jumping on for a few matches. Again, cross progression would be key there, I think, because you have the battle pass type mechanic. But it would be incredible crossplay, that game. It just suits it so well.
Do you know if that was crossplay, they would have to release some platform specific outfits?
Yeah.
Could you just imagine running up the hill on the crown level, and you've got like a guy in like a blue PlayStation suit or something like that, running up against a guy dressed up as a mouse or something like that?
Yeah, you want like Mario versus Master Chief versus Kratos.
Yeah, exactly.
Just those costumes.
You know,
and that's
where you can
have fun with that stuff.
Yes. I mean, I would definitely grab hold of one of those people and just hold them back. I think I would forego potentially winning a round just to jeopardize somebody else on an opposite platform.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, who doesn't like a nice bit of friendly competition?
No.
You know? So, Jason, moving on to you. One game that you think would benefit from crossplay?
About something like Wreckfest. I reckon...
That's a good shout.
See, for me, obviously, I've got access now to Wreckfest through the Steam library, but predominantly all my mates have got it on the PlayStation. So that would be pretty awesome to be able to play across. Also, thinking long-term with gaming, how many times have you gone onto a game like a year after it's been out and you see that the servers are starting to dry up, there's not enough people that you can go join in a lobby with? So surely if you go crossplay for the developers, that still gives them a fan base, you know, something to keep working on. We've got so many, you know, hundreds of thousands of people playing our game still, therefore we're going to support it for longer.
Absolutely.
So surely that must be beneficial.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. There would be no reason. Look at GTA, for example. I know that it's not crossplay, but the amount of people that play that game online regularly, and that just gives Rockstar the impetus to continually develop its updates for it. Basically, you know, yeah, and I think that is a very, very good shout saying about the you know, helping the developers and the publishers almost milk their games more.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not you milk want, it in a bad out. Way. You know, I mean, obviously Rockstar are starting to milk GTA 5 online now, with it becoming one of the, you know, big releases of the PlayStation 5. Bizarrely. But that's another game that would really, really benefit from crossplay.
Yeah.
It would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played it in a long time. But
again, you'd have this gray area of controllers. I think it's because I know Red Dead, for example, because if you have a controller on Red Dead on PC, it automatically does auto aim for you. You can turn it off, but I guess you'd have to have something like that as well for Grand Theft Auto.
See, I think with GTA, don't you lock on anyway? I think you lock on to a head or a torso to shoot.
Not when I play with keyboard and mouse.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe
there might be a button, to be honest. There might be. I've never used it. I've gone through game.
Yeah, I've not played it in a long time, but I thought you sort of locked on anyway.
Yeah, it locks onto the chest and you kind of just move up slightly to get to that.
Yeah.
See, for me with GTA, being cross-platform, I think my bugbear on that one would probably be, how do you govern mods? Because obviously PC has got a whole stack of mods, where console, you can't mod it.
You could.
Online, you can't mod, or you're not supposed to.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but it happens.
You could incorporate a server browser.
Yes, classic server browser from all like old school games. Remember the old days of Battlefield 1942, where just all sorts of greasy servers. That was cool. Yep. That was some really random servers. That was.
That's it. But I mean, I think if you're going to look at crossplay, this is my opinion. I think you either have to have all or nothing when it comes to crossplay. Yeah. I think it needs to become an industry standard. It doesn't have to be crossplay between PS4, Xbox, and PC and Switch, if depending on the game. It could just be console crossplay. Yeah. So like GTA, Hunt Showdown has just brought crossplay from Xbox to PC. I think it's that way, Xbox to PC. But they obviously haven't bought PS4 in there because it's the Xbox kind of infrastructure on PC and Xbox. But if like you were saying there, Jace, about mods and stuff for a game, you could have console cross-platform, which would obviously open up the amount of audience that would be playing the game.
So Gears 5 is an example of this. Gears 5 came out in that same Xbox infrastructure. You can play that cross-play with PC. So again, it's that controller versus mouse and keyboard debate. But you can toggle cross-play on or off.
Yeah.
So if you're on console and you don't fancy playing against people on PC, I think there's a toggle. So potentially that's all you need. You know, just an option there. I don't want to play it with those people, or I do want to play it with everyone, or whatever. Again, it goes back to how many people are playing. If there's millions playing anyway, crossplay isn't necessarily for you.
Yeah.
If you want to play with mates, then you can, of course.
Well, it's like on Call of Duty. You can toggle crossplay on and off.
Okay.
Simple as that. And also, the good thing that you're saying about the keyboard and mouse and controller argument, Call of Duty will tell you what you are using. So if you're on PC, it will show you a picture of a PC if you're using keyboard and mouse. If you're on a PC using a controller, it shows a picture of the controller. So you can immediately see off the bat in a lobby who's using what control method are they using and things like that. So I think if people are starting to get concerned about whether someone's on a keyboard or mouse or a controller, whether they're on Xbox or PC. It's just a series of toggles, isn't it?
Yeah. Or a load of banter.
Or a load of banter, yeah. 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 Well, I mean, generally when I get involved, yeah, it's banter.
Yeah, the soundboard's come out. That's it.
The soundboard comes right out. Yeah. It's great.
I think the line's also getting grayed because on Xbox, a lot of games support mouse and keyboard now anyway.
Yeah.
So whilst I'd imagine it's a very, very small percentage of people that actually utilize it, I know games like Warframe, I think Fortnite and things as well, you can just use a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
I'd imagine, like, say, tiny chunk of the player base doing that, because that's not really what people think of with consoles. But, you know,
yeah, you kind of move the console from being a casual kind of sitting on the couch system,
yeah,
to then needing a table of some description, which, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, it's okay if you like, for me, I've got my PlayStation set up behind my monitor, so I'm already, yep, in that kind of area. But if you only have a console, you need that bit of space.
Yeah.
Though I think it's Corsair that has that lap keyboard and mouse setup. Have you seen that?
I think.
Is it Corsair or is it Razer?
I think Razer do one. Yeah. It's basically like a big, you know, like the old school dinner trays that you used to get.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, but with a keyboard and like a little, like, square area for your mouse.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of funky, to be honest.
Which is all right if your sensitivity is really high, but if you're like someone who doesn't have their sensitivity really high, you're going to end up falling off it.
Yeah. Or just doing this a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. That's well old school doing that.
Yeah, there's the old style when you used to roll it too far and see how far your cursor could stay on the side of the screen. You used to have to whiz it too much and the cursor would bounce off the side of the screen. Oh, those are the days. See, a lot of the people watching this EGX Digital 2020 panel won't appreciate a lot of the humor, because it's retro, you know? We're all retro here.
Yeah, we've all cleaned our mouse balls, taken the fluff off the rollers.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I reckon it's like if I reckon I could clean a mouse ball with my eyes closed. Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a treat for getting to like a certain number of subscribers on the old YouTube or something. But what we're talking about obviously is crossplay and as was alluded to, cross progression. So with that crossplay, then Jay, what are some good examples that you know of where cross progression could be utilized?
So I think we've already mentioned it. Rocket League is a big one for this. The whole principle on Rocket League is you never improve your vehicle. It's all aesthetic unlocks, you know, wheels, little bobbleheads, different turbos that come out the back, even the vehicle shape itself. So it'd be a shame to unlock. You can get like the DeLorean. You've bought that on Xbox, and if you want to jump on Switch, you've not got that anymore. You've got some little van or something like
that.
Hey,
don't mock the Merc van.
There's nothing wrong with the van. It's no DeLorean.
It's not, but the Merc van has a big bonnet.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The whole premise of that game is the visuals of your car to sort of almost show off what you've unlocked or how good you are. To lose those trophies, if you like, by jumping from platform to platform is a bit of a shame at the moment. So once that, I mean, they have announced it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this summer. So
doesn't it coincide when the game goes free to play?
Quite possibly. That would make sense, actually. That would make sense.
Yeah, I think you're right there. It's like the next big stage of the game, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And it's the same argument with Fall Guys. I would be surprised if it's not out on everything, like, say, this time next year. It's the same principle. You never upgrade your character. You get skins and costumes and emotes and things like that. And I think that will be the key, keeping those unlocks as you jump from platform to platform, because that's your little hero character.
Didn't I read in the news somewhere that they were opening Gamescom or something? Did I read that or did I dream that? Yeah.
They're part. So Gamescom every year starts with what they call Opening Night Live, which is effectively a 2-hour showcase of things. And I think season two of Fall Guys is part of that. Yeah,
so likely, season two, you know, Xbox release date maybe.
It's possible. Yeah, I mean the thing with Fall Guys is it is an indie developer, so I don't think there's any contracts or anything floating around with exclusivity or anything like that. I think it's just the scale of the team at play. So yeah, you could see it. Yeah, you could see it. And I think it's the perfect Switch game.
Yeah. Do we think that then possibly with the announcement of a Xbox version and Switch version would also make sense then for them to announce any crossplay that they have planned?
I'd like to see that. Yeah. I think that would be, it's the perfect game for it. I've said it. I think that's the time to do it, to say these versions are coming next year. I don't know. And with that will be full crossplay across all platforms. I think that would be a very strong message from the studio, because it's all the rage at the moment. It would be a shame for them to lose that momentum.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with that kind of game. I think, you almost see it on a scale, don't you? And you see that the rising scale of the game, just as it starts to tail off, crossplay, and it just goes back up again.
Yeah.
Because like you said, Jace, it just opens up the player base and allows the developers to actually have a bit more faith in their game.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon it's a no-brainer, surely. I mean, these guys must be so proud of the game that they've produced that you don't want it to just disappear after a few months because another game's now come out, so we're going to move on to that one. Let's keep that one alive. Let's keep everyone playing. Let's keep the servers populated. Happy days. I'll carry on buying DLC if that happened.
Well, this is what I think.
So I'm going to say I played Diablo on the Switch the other day. Couldn't get a game because the servers are pretty much empty.
Oh.
Diablo 3 on the Switch. It was like nobody online.
Yeah. So would that be your game that you would love to see crossplay come to?
I totally forgot about that one, actually. That would be lovely to be crossplay, because you could play on your PC, get a nice setup, and then when you're traveling, carry on with your character. But yeah, I actually literally went away, put it on, couldn't find the server. There was nobody around. And I was like, oh, this is disappointing. Because it's really hard to some of the areas to play by yourself. You need at least four in there, and you couldn't get one. Wow. So that would be nice to see as well, to be honest. Maybe they'll do that for the next Diablo. Maybe it's four. Maybe.
Yeah, four's in the works, isn't it?
Yeah, so they might think about that for that one. But that is an example of quite recently where the server's been dead, which is a shame.
Yeah. It's sad, though, when you see a game that you can quite clearly think would benefit from crossplay being included in the game. When you're just looking at that game and you're just seeing it die off, and you just think to yourself, come on. I mean, I'm not a developer. I can't, I wouldn't allude to knowing, but I can't imagine crossplay is that difficult with the number of games that has crossplay.
Yeah, I think in the grand scheme of things, compared to building the rest of the game, you've got to imagine it's a simple element that they can
simple
do
in inverted commas.
I just wonder if there's a lot of politics between these platforms. That's really the hindrance of it.
That is 100% the main reason why it's not an industry standard.
Yeah.
You know, Xbox don't want Sony to be on their servers. Sony don't want Xbox to be on their servers. PC is sitting there going, we don't really care who comes on our servers. Just, you know that you're going to get wrecked.
And I think you actually see that in Rocket League, because when I play on, because I tend to play that on Xbox, you can see who's on PC.
Sign
no problem.
It.
There's a little PC icon. And then everything else says another platform, effectively, like a little mystery symbol. Oh, right. It doesn't have a PlayStation logo or a Switch logo.
Because like on PC, it just says Cynet, and that is it. Yeah. You don't know who is who anyway.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's their way of saying, we don't want you kind of knowing what they're playing on. Just know it's not an Xbox or not a Switch or whatever.
That's really, really interesting. Especially for a company like Psygnosis, who don't really have any affiliation to the thing. So that's obviously a great example of the politics of the different platforms coming out and saying, you know, look, we're happy for you to have crossplay. Just don't make it aware that what other people are playing on.
Yeah, because I'd imagine if you saw on, you know, you've mentioned Call of Duty being crossplay. I'd imagine if you saw that MVP every match had a little Xbox logo next to their
Never
name.
Never happens.
Sony would be like, "Ooh, this isn't looking very good for our copy of the game, is it?"
I wouldn't see that when I'm playing it because I'm usually top of the leaderboard. I mean, it ain't Jason, that's for sure.
Oh, it's lies. But no, I've got to say, when I was playing on PlayStation on COD, if I saw the little Blizzard icon coming up with the mouse, I'd be like, oh, here we go, I'm going to get wrecked. Because just knowing how, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's an advantage, but coming across to PC sort of new, I have found now that the mouse is such a much, it's a better tool than an analog stick ever is. I find myself a lot sharper, a lot quicker. And I do wonder now, are the people on PlayStation and console, when they see the Blizzard sign come up now, thinking, oh, crikey, you know.
they probably do it first. They probably do it first until they see Psycho Sparky next to it, and then like, ah, it's fine.
Oh, good jokes.
But no, you're right. It is the mouse is such a better tool in terms of aiming, because it is. I mean, once you get used to where your mouse is, you know how far to move it to each corner of the screen. Like I've got three screens in front of me, and I'm literally got the mouse in the middle of the screen, and I'm literally flicking it to the edge of the screen, and I'm not, you know, that's easy. It's straight lines. Whereas when you're on the controller, unless you're super efficient with the controller, it is a lot more difficult to find those corners.
So is that an advantage then if you're playing crossplay?
Yes and no, because on console you have a slight auto aim. Obviously some people turn it off, whereas some people don't realize that it's got auto aim, and that does give you a slight advantage in terms of your controller methods. I think if you're on a PC and you're a really, really good player, I think you will 9 times out of 10 win a one-on-one gunfight with somebody. One, because there's more frames. You know, I run Call of Duty Online, and I'm running at roughly around 100, 110 frames per second. If I'm playing against a console person, I'm not even sure if they're 60 frames per second. It might be an adaptive frame rate at around 60. So I'm seeing them before, not before they've come around the corner, but because of the way that the frame rate works, I'm seeing them slightly earlier than they get to see me. Granted, it's only milliseconds. You know, you're talking about just double the amount of frames. So, you know, but there is an advantage. And then if you've got a monster rig where you're getting 250 frames per second and you're playing on a monster monitor that can display those frames, then you are going to get a big increase in performance. So there is, I think there is always an advantage on first person shooters when you're playing on PC against the console person. Personally, I think all you guys nodding sort of in agreement as well. But that doesn't mean that crossplay shouldn't be included in those, because at the end of the day, I'm a casual gamer. I've said it. I'm not a hardcore gamer. I just want to play with my friends online, whether that be Call of Duty, Battlefield, Siege, whatever. You know, I would love Siege to be cross-platform, because I think it's one of the best shooters out there. Plug for Ubisoft. But I do. I think it's one of the best tactical shooters out there.
It is really good.
I love Siege.
And you know, and I miss playing it on the console because I suck at using a controller now. So I haven't played it in like months and months and months, but it is a great game. And if that had crossplay, lovely. Absolutely beautiful. You know, I mean, it's always difficult when it comes to crossplay because everybody's got their own opinions. And like I said right at the beginning, I used to be dead against it. I used to think, no, if I want to play with people that are on a PC, I should get a PC. Granted, at the time, I had a PC, an Xbox One X, and a PlayStation 4, and a Switch. So I was a bit naive to the fact that maybe there are people out there that only do have one system. But, exactly, Stu, in the top corner. You know? But it's also a fact that if everything was crossplay, I wouldn't be considering buying a PS5 on launch or an Xbox Series X on launch. Because I'm buying a PS5 because I want to play with friends that are also going to get a PS5. If crossplay was the industry norm and I could buy the game on my PC, I would still be able to play with my friends on the PS5. And I think that's the key, is gaming for the vast majority of people is a casual social exercise.
Yeah.
And not having crossplay, it means I have to choose, but obviously other people, you have to choose between different sets of friends to play online with. But it shouldn't be like that. Gaming is inclusive, yeah. as we've seen in social media recently and everything like that, and obviously everything going on with COVID-19 and people being stuck at home. People like myself, probably like yourselves, use gaming as a way to socialize and to have that social interaction.
Absolutely.
Totally. You know,
and I think that's the key. I think that's the key when it comes to cross-platform, is it's not to the developers out there. This is directly to the developers watching this. It's not about what platform you play on. It's not about how much you've spent on a console or a PC or anything like that. It's about playing with your friends, socializing, and having that human interaction that most people may not have on a day-to-day basis. But open up the world to more people, and you know, gaming will grow and it'll develop into a much bigger thing than it already is.
Yeah,
totally.
You know,
that's really good.
You know that. I mean, that, you know, that's my thought. That's my thoughts anyway. I mean, you know, what do I know? Don't say it, Chase.
I promise not to. I don't think it would work with every game.
I mean, obviously there are some games where, you know, it's not released on other platforms.
Yeah, like Command and Conquer, I would say Settlers, things like that.
Is there a PlayStation 4 version of that?
Probably not. There is
some moot point.
Command and Conquer, isn't there? But if the game, like you said, if the game was to come out on another platform, it wouldn't benefit from crossplay because it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I think it should become the industry standard in terms of if a game is multi-platform at launch, cross-platform should be the norm, so it doesn't matter what you buy on. Because I've got three different copies of certain games because I've got three different lots of friends that were buying the game. I mean, that's great for the developers because they get my money three times. But it's not great for my wallet. You know? So,
Do you buy like one license then that then enables you to be able to play on any device?
No, you just buy the game. It's cross-platform. Just buy the game.
But if you want to do cross-play progression?
It should come hand in hand, really. You know? It has done on Call of Duty.
For another day.
Yeah, it has done on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
If you link up your account,
it comes. Again, it's probably hidden politics why your communists didn't come over as well, Jace. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you know, there are elements of cross-play and cross-progression that do leave a lot of questions that aren't necessarily as straightforward as we make it sound to be. But this is an aim. We're coming into the next generation of consoles and not just consoles, but the next generation of PC hardware as well. You know, with the NVIDIA chipsets being released. Yeah. So we are moving into a next generation across the board to a certain degree. So why not start that next generation off as it means to go on, with allowing everybody to play against whoever they want to. And like was mentioned before, you can switch it off.
Yeah.
If you want to stay on your own system, just switch it off.
That's fair. That's more than fair.
Yeah. Crossplay, good.
Absolutely. Yes. Closing thoughts there with by Jay. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're coming up to around 40 minutes of this EGX 2020 digital panel. And we just want to say a massive thank you for joining us. If you've enjoyed what we've been talking about, stay tuned to the rest of the digital showcase that is currently running on, because I'm sure there are some great topics to be out there. Get involved in Twitter and the subject. You know, where everyone's always around on Twitter. You can see our tags below us. Feel free, if you've got any closing thoughts, to drop us a message. Obviously, Jason hasn't got his Twitter handle at the bottom, but, you know, send me a message. I'll pass it on to him. It's fine. but I think all that's left to say is, as Jay put it so succinctly, crossplay good.
Good.
Crossplay good.
So, guys, thank you very much for joining me tonight, and hopefully we will see you all soon around the internet. Take care.
Bye.
There's.